For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the President tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the President got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that it turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The Trump administration is announcing a new approach to confront illegal immigration. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying the U.S. is moving forward with plans to make migrants who enter illegally or without documentation to go back and wait in Mexico as their asylum cases process.
We have notified the Mexican government of our intended actions. In response, Mexico has informed us that they will commit to implement essential measures on their side of the border to facilitate this process by providing humanitarian assistance.
She says with this policy, aliens entering the U.S. will no longer be able to easily disappear after they do. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has announced he won't sign the continuing resolution that cleared the Senate to keep the government running because he wants funding for a border wall.
It should be bipartisan. I think it will end up being bipartisan. I really do.
Democrats say $5 billion for the wall is too much money. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the season of giving upon us, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a story about one family who gives above and beyond.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day, yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't
give
up.
The list for the most mispronounced words of the year is out. The Babbel language app says many people had a difficult time with the Democrat from Texas,
Congressman Beto O'Rourke.
Another tongue twister, Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was murdered in Turkey. Also, the official language of Wakanda in the movie Black Panther is Isikosa makes the list. And the offensive tackle who helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl is
Paolo Fulavasi Vaitai.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.